I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. As another season of high school football gets underway tonight across the state, a new law takes effect that gives coaches, parents, and student athletes a comprehensive guide on how to identify and manage concussions. A concussion is a type of brain injury caused by a jolt or bump to the head. Emergency rooms treat over 173,000 children and teens with sports and recreation-related concussions and other brain injuries every year.
Young children and teens are more likely to get a concussion, and they can take even longer to recover than adults.
That's State Senator Dante Bartolomeo.
Even a single concussion can result in confusion, decline in memory, all of these things for days following.
Last year, Connecticut passed a law introduced by Bartolomeo that required the State Department of Education to come up with a concussion plan by the beginning of this school year. The concussion plan and guidelines for Connecticut schools has comprehensive information on the signs and symptoms of a concussion and guidelines on medical treatment and when the concussed student athlete may safely return to play. An important part of the law, according to Bartolomeo, requires student athletes and their parents or guardians to review a comprehensive document that outlines the signs and symptoms of a concussion and then sign a consent form before being allowed to play.
Very often, you're not even seeing some of the signs until after the student has come home. So it's really important that parents understand.
The law also requires all interscholastic and intramural coaches to take a concussion education course in order to receive their coaching permit. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.